G'day, this is Big Brady Marshall.
This is Brian Alvarez.
This is Dean Brady of the Millennials.
This is the Jurassic Punk Sid Parker.
How many of you guys have heard the term kayfabe?
Blue Doggers. This is Jay Hunter from OSW Review.
This is Matt Grim Basso.
This is the loosest kid in Australian wrestling, Adam Brooks.
This is Scrap Brand Adam Pearce, and you are locked in
to Wrestle Radio Australia.
Welcome everyone to your longest running Australian wrestling podcast, Wrestle Radio Australia. I'm your host, Todd Eastman. Hope you all went out on the past weekend and enjoyed local pro wrestling. I was at Venom Pro, had a fun night with those lads and lasses. Yes, very, very good night there. Sorry if I sound a bit it's just battling a cold, as you do, battling through. And last week, it was, and I want to thank everyone for the messages, because I think people thought that I was going through some quote-unquote issues, but no, that wasn't the case. It was literally the fact that I have a shoot job that pays for me to be able to do this to for you guys for free. I don't know, it sounded like Chris Jericho, but don't worry, because halfway through the interview, I will not break into suddenly selling mosquito traps or whatever it is Jericho does on his show. This is free for you guys, because I just want to promote local pro wrestling in Australia, because it is booming at the moment, as Slex would say. And yes, my guest this week is Dean Brady from Riot City Wrestling. He has a big match coming up this weekend at the HQ Complex against Jack J. Bonza, and we talk all about that and a lot of other things with a great guy who has a big, big future in professional wrestling. I really do hope he gets his name out there. And we'll talk to him right after, where the action is, right here on Wrestle Radio Australia. Now time for where the action is. And on Saturday in Victoria, PCW have their local Ignition shows at the Southeastern Entertainment Centre in Fern Tree Gully. Tickets for that one are at pcw.com.au. In New South Wales, we have a big weekend for Wrestling Go, as they have a Saturday and Sunday show. Saturday is Wrestling Go, the Ewan Monkley Memorial Show. I hope I haven't butchered that, I probably have. But Ewan Monkley Memorial Show at the Marion Community Centre. Eventbrite.com.au for tickets for that one. Ricky South versus Jessica Troy is the main, I believe, in that show, and that will be a great match. On the Sunday, we have Wrestling Go, Alex Irvine's big day out at the Marion Community Centre again. It is an earlier start time for that one, 4 p.m. Tickets for that, again, are at eventbrite.com.au. And, excuse me, again, on Saturday night, in New South Wales, Newcastle Pro Wrestling at the Central Coast Leagues Club. Tickets for that are at newcastleprowrestling.com.au. Steph DeLander versus Tali. I just saw that this weekend at Venom Pro Wrestling. It was a great matchup. Those girls will tear it up again at the Central Coast Leagues Club. And also Jack Bonza against Carter Deems on the Saturday night. Nothing going on in Western Australia this weekend, but in South Australia on Friday night, Riot City Wrestling have Long Live the King at the HQ Complex on Hindley Street. Rocky Manera defends his RCW title against Zach Sabbath. Our guest this week, Dean Brady, goes up against Jack Bonza, and Chris Basso takes on Matt Hayter. Tickets for that one are at moshtix.com.au. If you're in Adelaide, go and check them out this Friday night. HQ Complex, easily the best complex or the best venue for wrestling in South Australia. And just the production-wise, and that is absolutely next level. Go and check them out if you're in Adelaide. And that's it, because there's nothing going on in Queensland this weekend either. Any promotions that want their shows mentioned here on Wrestle Radio Australia, hit us up on Facebook or email me at wrestleradioau@gmail.com, and we'll mention you on an upcoming episode, or book me and I'll definitely mention it, because I am a massive shill for myself and I want to get out there. So that is it, and that is where the action is this weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of...
Ladies and gentlemen, I am joined by one of the up and coming guys in Riot City Wrestling. Dean Brady, are you still the blue chip athlete, Dean Brady, or has it changed now? It's been so long, I'm such an old man.
I will forever be the blue chip athlete, Todd.
There you go. Little fun fact, you are actually the first guy I ever managed.
Oh.
Remember that Supernova?
It's quite an honour.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That Supernova we did ages ago.
Yes, and I was wearing those bright coloured shoes.
And Matt Basso dressed up as Thor.
Yes, yes. That was great. I couldn't lift a hammer. I wasn't worthy.
That's right. That's correct. I tell you what, though, over the last 12 to 18 months, your body transformation has been amazing, mate. What is that all down to? Just really knuckling down in the gym, or is it just sort of like your body's now adapted to how much you're training, or what do you lead it to?
Oh, well, thanks for the compliment, dude. Yeah, no, like, it's a whole bunch of things. Like definitely committing to going to the gym, like, 5 or 6 days a week, really trying to push my limits in there, but, like, also really focusing on, like, what I'm eating as well, trying to tweak my diet different ways and add supplements, take supplements out, and I think I've kind of found, like, a really, really good balance where, like, I'm gaining muscle without gaining, like, fat at the moment.
Mm.
Still like, maintaining my cardio and whatnot. So, yeah, I'm in a really good place, basically, at the moment.
Yeah, because a lot of guys, you see them, they'll do the 5-6 days of gym, but then you'll see them pigging out on burgers and pizza. And it's like, that's sort of like you're counteracting what you're doing, really, aren't you?
Yeah, because, like, nutrition makes up, like, 80% of, like, total health. Like, you can smash it in the gym, like, every day, but if you're not eating right, it's going to be all for nothing.
Yeah, it's exactly right. So that's really just, it wasn't even a part of your game that was lacking, because you still were in really good shape, but just this change of your metabolism or whatever has really taken it up the next level, when you can look at you on a poster and just go, that dude is in some awesome shape.
Well, yeah, like, I guess I was in okay shape. I got a bit overweight there for a bit, but old mate Chris Basso pulled me up and gave me a big kick in the bum, and now we're here.
Yeah, he'll do that. It's got to be too, because when you're in that environment in the RC Dub gym, and you've got guys like Matty and Cree and Brody, who are absolute gym junkies, and nearly said his real name, Rocky and all those boys that are really, like, they're not only are they old heads, but they're also in, like, immaculate shape. So if they're saying, look, I'm this age and I'm making you look like shit, that's really got to be a kick in the ass to you to say, I've got to get myself into some shape.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You've got Jack Bonza coming up.
I sure do.
This Friday night. That's got to be a bit of a, not only sort of like a privilege that they've come to you and said, look, we've got Jack Bonza coming in from Newcastle. We want you to face him, especially since he's just coming off the whole New Japan gig. PWA is absolutely kicking goals at the moment. How much are you sort of, You how much have you wanted this match, and how much are you sort of not worried but sort of nervous about going into it against someone of his sort of stature at the moment?
Sorry, what was that, mate? Cree's sucking me out.
Ah, fucking Cree.
So you were talking about Bonza.
You got Bonza coming off the New Japan tour. You've got to be, like, not only, like, amazingly sort of happy that you get this chance, but sort of nervous about the dude that you're coming up against.
Yeah, like, it's a weird sort of thing. Like, I'm not really nervous. I'm not really anxious, but, like, I'm not really excited. It's like everything all in one. Like, I know who he is. Like, I've been following him for years, and, like, he's just going from strength to strength, like, being a part of so many different promotions, not even just, like, here in Australia, but, like, going over to Jakarta in America and stuff like that, being a part of New Japan, and now I get to face him. It's definitely going to be a bit of a learning experience, and it's going to be a bit of a tough one, but I'm definitely up for the challenge.
Yeah, and you recently just sort of started learning something new yourself, where you've been, for most of your career at Riot City Wrestling, you've been a heel, and you've recently sort of just turned babyface. How is that now? How do you feel the change in the way you work is reacting to the crowd now that you're a face as opposed to when you're a heel?
It's rough, man. It's it's a big difference, especially because I got into like the groove of what I was doing before, just being an asshole basically to everyone, including people I was teaming up with. Just the general psychology and the way that I have to wrestle. I'm still trying to maintain like who I am as a wrestler and who I am as a character. It's just I just got to flip the coin basically and do everything on the other side.
Yeah. I've always said that to like guys when, because recently Jake Nova and I turned face up here in AWA. And the guys backstage were like, I don't know how you're going to do it. I said, well, everything I used to say to the crowd, I'm just going to say to the heel.
Yeah, there you go.
and naturally, the crowd will get on the side of that.
Yeah, well, like, that was basically my idea that I had in the beginning was like, I'm still going to be an arsehole. I'm still going to be me. Like, I can't fight what I'm naturally going to do. I'll just do it to the heels now instead of the baby faces, and I should be sweet.
And how have the RCW crowd taken to you for this turn? Because they can be a rough crowd to get on side, but once you've got them on side, it's hard to lose them.
Yeah, like I think it was always going to be a little bit tough because I am naturally very hateable, and I'm told that by a lot of people, but I am generally a nice bloke, so I was hoping that it would work, and so far it actually has. I've been getting a lot of positive feedback, not only from fans like casual and like the constant fans, but also guys backstage are doing really well with like giving me like constructive criticism as well as telling me like what worked as well as what didn't.
Yep.
But yeah, like it's just snowballing, man. Started off small. It's really gaining some traction, some momentum, and I'm liking it.
Good. That's good. Now, you've been working primarily in RCW. Do you want to start spreading your wings and getting interstate? Or I know you've got was it Zero or Sub-Zero Pro coming up?
Yeah.
So is that something you want to sort of get over to Melbourne or get over to Sydney or even up where I am at the moment, up in Queensland?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like that's always been a big goal of mine to perhaps get some bookings like interstate. Or whether it be like Melbourne, New South Wales, Queensland, Western Australia, like to get maybe some relationships and something constantly going. At the moment, I'm not doing too well. I'm actually like really busy with a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But maybe in like 2-3 months' time, I'm sure I'll be wide open.
Beautiful, beautiful. Because you're what I call one of the undiscovered talents in the country at the moment, where a lot of people, unless they're looking at or watching the RCW YouTube channel, wouldn't really know of you. And it's hard for a lot of guys if you're not in PWA, MCW, that sort of thing, to get your name out there so people can see who you are, because there's not a lot of stuff available online unless they know to look at the RCW YouTube. Is the goal for you now is to get interstate, or are you looking to like to go overseas, or what's the overall game plan for Dean Brady?
To take it as far as I can take it, pretty much. I'd be happy going interstate. I'd be happy going overseas. I've got a couple of different things in the works, and I'm definitely looking to really open up and really make a name for myself and take myself places. It's just, you know, getting that ball rolling.
I often ask this question to guys. When you started out, you would have had a certain wrestler that you loved growing up. Now that you've been in the business for a little while, has that sort of, like, the guy that you sort of liked back then, has that changed now to someone else, or is it still that same sort of guy?
No, it's still HBK. It's still Shawn Michaels. That guy is the best and will always be the best, and I will always love him.
Wow, that was definite. is there anyone from the modern day that you really like watching? Or
so very recently, I just had a conversation with the guy about it a couple of hours ago. I love watching Orange Cassidy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he is hands down one of my favorite guys back in the Indies at the moment. Yeah, just like everything he does is like so. Like it's unique, it's different, and it's awesome, and it works.
Yeah, yeah. I've got, like, and I think I mentioned it when I talked to Adrian from World Series Wrestling. Jonathan Gresham is now one of my favorite wrestlers to watch, mainly because he's just so smooth in that technical area, and that's very much what, like, Jack Bonza is like. So are you? Have you done a bit of chain wrestling? I know that Cree is very good at that chain. Have you done a bit of that with him, just to sort of get ready for someone like Bonza?
Yeah, like people kind of say that I'm good at chain. Chain's probably one of the most underused parts of my arsenal when it comes to wrestling. We actually did a massive training night tonight with Mike Boomer. And he's a very technical chain wrestler kind of dude, and yeah, we did heaps of that stuff. I feel like I fared pretty well, and yeah, like when it comes to Bonza, I'm definitely ready.
You said that sort of like, I'm definitely ready. Oh, sorry, mate. I've got a bit of a cold, so if you're hearing gaps, that's because I'm holding back coughs.
Yeah, that's all good, dude.
Oh, dear. So this Friday night, you've got HQ. You've got tickets for that. They've almost already sold out of the seating now, haven't they, down there?
I think they have. They have sold out of the seating. It's standing room only, but there are, like, booths and stuff like that which do count as standing room only, I believe. But yeah, I think there's still some tickets left.
Beautiful. So you got to actually love, and I think I talk about this to all the guys that I talk to from RC Dub. Getting to work that HQ venue is got to be something that's just you never could have imagined when you first started working or started training to be a wrestler.
Oh yeah, no, it's off the chain, man. Like it's like next level. Like production, atmosphere, venue, and stuff like that. Yeah, especially when, like, you know, starting out working in the RCW gym in Wingfield and the Estonian Hall and Latvian Hall, it's like, oh, yeah, like I wasn't like disheartened by anything. I was just happy to be there. Like, oh, like I think this is all great. And then taking it to like a whole new level in like one of the main streets in the Adelaide CBD, working a club like HQ.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just unreal.
Yeah. Even when I did my first show at the Estonian, I was like, wow, I really feel like I'm in the wrestling business now. But then when I walked into HQ, I was just like, wow, this is not the Estonian Hall at all, is it?
No, not in Kansas anymore.
No. That's exactly right. Look, Dean Brady, for people around the country that want to follow all of your exploits and want to get to know, how can they do that on your socials and stuff like that, mate?
So I'm on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. They're all the same, at Dean Brady CCB.
Beautiful. And to get tickets for RCW's Mosh Ticks, I think, is it?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, hit up Mosh Ticks if you're in Adelaide. Do check out HQ. That venue is world class, and the wrestling that goes on in that venue matches up to that perfectly. You have Jack Bonza this weekend, also Zach Sabath and Rocky Monero for the RCW title. Chris Battle and Matt Hayter. Going to be an absolutely stacked card. Mate, good luck for this weekend. I really hope you have a good showing. I cannot wait to see it when it hits YouTube.
Thank you, man. Thanks heaps. And a big, long, awkward embrace to you.
Yes. Oh, I miss our embraces.
People say having an opinion is like having a penis. It's really great for you, but you shouldn't share it around. That's exactly what we don't do. We share it all about the internet. And in fact, we advertise it on other people's podcasts so that they can go and enjoy it as well. Am I talking about penises or am I talking about opinions on film? To find out, you'll have to go to our website, secondtakepodcast.com, or find Second Take Podcast on your podcatcher of choice.
And that will do it for this episode of WrestleRate Australia. Once again, big thanks to my guest, Dean Brady. Do go and check him out. If you're not in Adelaide and you can't get to HQ, go onto YouTube, type up Riot City Wrestling. Their channel there has all their shows for the last, a couple of years, I think. So go and check them out. Dean Brady, a great young worker, and hopefully we'll get out there so more people around the country can see him very, very soon. If you haven't already, though, guys, make sure you subscribe to WRA. It's free. You can do it on iTunes, Stitcher, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. If you do stop by iTunes, give us a rating and review while you're there. Give us a 5-star. Helps us get inside more ears, share the show, and spread the word about professional wrestling in this country just like we do here every week. Also, we're on Stitcher as well, so go and check us out there. Pretty much anywhere you get your podcast from, that's where we are. What did we just get put it on? Spotify. I'm such an old man. We're just on Spotify now as well. So just to make your podcast listing a little bit easier, go and check us out there. Make sure you follow us on or like us on Facebook. Just search out Wrestle Radio Australia and on Twitter at Wrestle Radio AU or me personally at Beast Eastman. Don't forget, we do have our Wrestle Radio Australia shirts, coffee cups, anything you want to put Wrestle Radio Australia on are at redbubble.com. If you go to redbubble.com, type up Wrestle Radio Australia and find what you want and purchase it. Any of the proceeds that are made from the sale of those shirts, coffee cups, what have you, go to support Beyond Blue and Gotcha for Life, two charities that we are very passionate about here at Wrestle Radio Australia. If you know anything about our history, you know that we're very passionate about men's health and all that goes into the work that Beyond Blue and Gotcha for Life do. Very, very big supporters of those guys. And that's why anything we make, normally in the old days when we had those shirts up on Redbubble, it went to pay for having the show, pretty much, for the bandwidth and all that sort of jazz, because it isn't free, unfortunately, for me, and that was a little way of subsidizing it. But to really try and help as much as we can, and it's something I'm really passionate about, all those profits now go to Beyond Blue and Gotcha for Life, especially Gotcha for Life, because they do the grassroots help that I think is really, really important, where they go to schools and they talk to young men about being okay to talk about your problems, and it's good to talk about and good to support your mates and listen to their problems and maybe give them that guiding hand that helps them along so they don't do something silly and do something that will affect more than just themselves. It affects everyone around them. Everyone knows just this, the amount of hurt that losing someone to a suicide or something like that can cause. And unfortunately, 6 men a day do lose their life to suicide. And it's an epidemic, and it's something that we're very passionate here at Wrestle Radio Australia at stopping. So that's what we do when we support. That's what we do when we get any profits from the sales of those. They all go to those charities because they do all the good work. To send us home on promo land, it is something from Riot City Wrestling. Gods and Monsters setting out the challenge of the Pariah this Friday night at the HQ Complex. Get down and check them out. And that will do us for this week here at Wrestle Radio Australia. I'll catch you next week. This is Todd Eastman.
For those of you that were there at Super Clash, you witnessed the rise and coronation of Mickey Fortune. You watched her rip the heart from her enemies, the belt from her hands, and leave as the RCW Women's Champion. And when she did, you lit a fire in us. You see, She's led the charge, and we are issuing the challenge. Brody's back. And Pariah, July 5th at HQ, we challenge you. And you cannot accept the challenge and be cowards. Or you can accept and end up dead. See you, fellas. If you actually get in the ring with us, this is only going to end one way now. That's with you on your back and us standing tall, arms raised, warriors, champions, gods.